One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of the train ticket is $20, while the bus ticket is only $11. Yes, the price of the train ticket is. Oh no, the price of the train ticket is $20.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, was the full sentence? Like,
okay.
Okay. So now I'm gonna ask other questions about these dialogues.
Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11. No, I said a bus ticket was $11.
Okay, perfect. Next one.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing, and the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
In West Village, I can watch foreign movies.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies? No,
I said in West Village, I can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to work, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for about 2 miles above 11th Avenue. No, the High Line Park is above
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park is above street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City, and the Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. And the Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, the Cloister is, sorry, could you ask again?
Oh, the Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, and the Cloister is a part of Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloister is located in southern Manhattan,
right? No, the Cloister is located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North Camera, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South Camera, South America. And the highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, the American continent is divided into North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic, depending on the color of the line in the center of the road. Traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line ma means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, a solid line means that the cars cannot cr go across the other lane. No, a two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas. No, the main source of income in the agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.